From WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio, this is the Chancellor's Report, featuring Mark Mone, Chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. Here's your host, Dave Edwards.
And we welcome UW-Milwaukee Chancellor Mark Mone back to the program today. How's your summer going?
It's going fast, Dave. How about yours?
Same thing. And it seems just like yesterday that Mike Lovell joined me every month, and I was sitting in that very chair, and then one day I looked up and he was gone. He walked down the street and became the president of Marquette University, and he is our guest in conversation. I hope I wasn't the one who chased you away.
No, not at all.
Welcome back.
Thanks.
It's good to have you on WUWM and on our program once again. We'll explain a little bit more as to why you're back in a moment. But first, his background, in case you don't know, Dr. Lovell is the 24th president of Marquette University. He served as chancellor of UWM from 2011 through 2014. And prior to that, he was dean of the UWM College of Engineering and Applied Sciences. And of course, upon Mike Lovell's departure from UWM, Mark Mone became the chancellor. Obviously, you guys know each other very well, having worked together on a lot of projects when you were both at UWM. And back when you left and went to Marquette, Dr. Lovell, did you ever think you'd be working with the new chancellor of UWM on a project?
Well, it was always my hope and intention that Mark and I actually, when I did leave, Mark and I did discuss that we look forward to working together and partnering. And so this was what we're going to talk about today is something that I think is we've come to fruition, and we couldn't be more excited about it.
Yeah, we'll get to that in just a second. But Mark, I think that it says a lot, I mean, about two major academic institutions that even want to work together, because I would think that 10, 20 years ago, it was probably seen as there was much more competition between institutions like yours.
And I think this sets a great role model up for the kind of partnerships that really make a difference in this region. And Dave, to your point, we have gotten so much positive press and people who are really pleased to see the two largest academic institutions in the region working together for common good. And it is absolutely, as Mike said, something that we've talked about, envisioned some time back, and seeing this come forward is a great day.
Yeah. And I think it also, I know both of you obviously are, you know, care deeply about the institutions you represent, but you both care deeply about Southeastern Wisconsin and Milwaukee. And I would think, Mike, that it positions Milwaukee well when the two major academic institutions have combined forces.
And that's really one of the main motivations of this partnership. You know, Milwaukee has many great needs. And as the two largest academic institutions, you know, in the region, the more we can do together to address the needs the city has. And this project we're talking about a little bit later, you know, it really helps develop a workforce and technology that will help the whole region be stronger.
Mm-hmm. When you were at UWM, you were very involved in making sure that UWM was connected to the community, and there were a lot of initiatives that you launched under your watch. As you moved over to Marquette, I mean, what did – you know, obviously a different kind of an institution with a somewhat different clientele, if you will, being a private institution, a Jesuit school. What did you see differently when you moved over there?
So the one thing that is really important to any Jesuit institution, particularly one like Marquette, is, you know, service. You know, our students, you know, are drawn to our university, our faculty and staff to serve our communities. And so one of the roles that I played when going to Marquette was trying to find those opportunities for our students, faculty and staff, you know, to serve the city of Milwaukee. And so we've been very proactive about finding ways, you know, to really address some of the major disparities and needs within Milwaukee.
Mm-hmm. So back in June, UWM, Marquette, and Northwestern Mutual announced the formation of a new partnership to create Northwestern Mutual Data Science Institute. And that's why we wanted to bring both of you together today to talk about that. And so let me just ask, what's involved in creating this kind of an institution between the two schools and a major corporate leader in Milwaukee?
Well, you named the key ingredients, and you've got a private institution, a public institution on the educational side, and then one of the leading employers. And that is a recipe for incredible success. And really, it comes down to three major areas. We want to enhance and strengthen the talent pipeline in data sciences. That includes everything from information technology, artificial intelligence, cybersecurity, and more. So lots of different professions which are moving quickly with the way the world is moving. Second is to help brand the region with the support of Northwestern Mutual, but also many other companies that are part of the tech hub, to make this a region where we not only produce, but we retain and attract more talent around tech, high tech, and technology-driven jobs, whether it's in advanced manufacturing, insurance, financial services. And the third one is to help solve the vexing research and application issues that are around data. How do we use that information? How do we make sense of it? How does it help organizations in healthcare, in water, in engineering applications, and all sorts of business varieties? So it's right now in the formative stages where we're figuring out the classes, the training, the types of programs that will be in place. But tremendously exciting for our students, very important for our community's future.
You know, I probably should have asked a different question first, and that is, give me the definition of data science. I'm not sure I even understand what we're talking about.
So data science is an umbrella term that covers at least a dozen different disciplines, a lot of different fields within that, some of which I've just mentioned. But data science has also another name where people talk about big data, the use of information. And so if we talk about in a smart factory today, you have sensors, you have information, and that is data. So what do you do with that data? You have companies such as, you know, insurance companies that have a tremendous amount of data in terms of you know, the actuarial profiles and the statistics. Well, in aggregate, how do you use that information to make better decisions, to better inform policy, to ultimately have solutions that fit the needs of organizations? So there's lots and lots of applications in the realm of big data.
Mike Lovell, when we talk about big data and how data is collected now in this era, a lot of people are very concerned and they see it as a negative. You guys are obviously working on big data, if you will, in a very positive way. Can you suss out the difference?
Certainly. And it is. Big data and, you know, having somebody be watching over everything you do. And
right.
It's pretty scary. You open up your phone and you go to the same place every day and it says, automatically pops up at 10 minutes to get to where you want to go without even you asking it, right? And so someone's obviously watching that. But one of the things that's really important about this and one of the things that the data scientist who's going to look at is the ethics of big data. And so we're going to really train our students and our faculty and staff, you know, on, you know, how to utilize the data in a way that's productive in a way that, you know, we would want them to. And so obviously there are other people in other parts of the world that maybe want to get our data and, you know, exploit us for it. But that's not really what this is about. This is also about cybersecurity. You know, it's one of the you know, veins of this institute is, you know, how can we protect the data that we have?
So this sounds like it's a pretty broad landscape. And it just seems to me like, you know, if we put up a couple of white sheets on the board, we could keep writing as to what was connected and whatever else. I mean, what does the initial phase look like? How do you start, Mark?
I think one of the first things that we'll be looking at is what kind of certificate programs, what kind of workshops, what kind of needs are there for starting with Northwestern Mutual, and what are the types of programs that we can actually put in place this fall to offer some training that would provide knowledge, solutions, and really visibility to this area. So that's one of the first things. That's where it's starting. Maybe even more fundamental, we're having significant in-depth meetings, half-day-long meetings, a series of them working on identifying work streams that include facilities, building those out. Mm. Where are the courses going to be? How do we bring our students from our academic institutions to that? You get into a lot of logistics issues from transportation, parking, but then you also look at curricular issues, and there's also staffing and a lot of those pieces. So this is really an exciting area for us to work in, and there's also this isn't just one academic institution doing it on its own, which we're all pretty good at.
Yeah.
This is one institution working with another academic institution, working with a business. So it's a three-part party. And so figuring that out and developing those relationships, that's really important for us to have good foundation at the beginning.
Mm-hmm. So let me ask each of you the question, and we'll start with you about Marquette. What is Marquette's secret sauce that it brings to the table that will move this forward? What's special in your institution that's going to help move this?
So one of the things that we did last year, we launched one of the first undergraduate data science programs in the country. And that really came about from my meeting with a series of CEOs that said this is the biggest need that they had in terms of their future workforce in the city. And so the fact that, you know, our data science is housed in our math and computer science departments. And so there's really a statistical part of it, and there's a programming part of it. And that's really where this is growing from. And if you look at UWM, let Mark talk, you know, they have it in several different areas. It's not really housed in one college. Mm-hmm. And so I believe that our strength in our arts and sciences, which is math and computer science, greatly complements the UWM strength. I'll let Mark talk about that.
And I think the powerful part of this, just like Mike is saying, is that we do not have exactly what Marquette has. We have very different set of skills, very different set of majors and programs. So in our business school, we've got information technology management, everything from undergraduate through PhD programs. In our engineering, we've got over in the computer science side, world-famous programs such as what Satya Nadella graduated from, mm-hmm. the CEO of Microsoft, in our computer science program and a legacy of that. And then over in our School of Information Studies, we've got both online and in-person programs around information studies, information sciences, that really are just three examples, but a lot of data scientists across the entire campus that we can bring to bear on this. And that's the value of this. Marquette brings an awful lot of strengths. We do too, and they're complementary. Mm-hmm. And Northwestern Mutual benefits from that, and they have their own expertise and their knowledge as well. It's pretty amazing what's happening in industry today, how leading edge a lot of these companies are, especially in the insurance sector.
Well, let me ask both of you to talk to that, because we don't have anybody from Northwestern Mutual here, but why Northwestern Mutual? What do they bring to the table in the same way that your two institutions do?
Well, they've shown a real commitment, you know, towards developing a technology workforce here in Milwaukee. They recently held a tech summit that was really happened right around the time we started talking about this. Mm-hmm. And it showed that for the region, for Milwaukee to move forward, we have to develop tech talent, which we don't have today. And the gap, what we have now and looking 5-10 years out, is just going to grow significantly in the future. And so what they've committed, you know, with particularly with this project, is they put a stake in the ground and say, listen, we're going to develop that talent in-house. They realize that it's very difficult to attract that talent from the coast, whether it be, you know, Silicon Valley or Boston. And recently, Northwestern Mutual, to get the talent, they actually had to purchase, you know, they purchased a company from Manhattan, not for the technology, but for the people. Mm. And they realized that that's a very expensive way to do business. Yeah. And so they really approached Mark and I, saying, listen, we want to do grow our own here and really build out this workforce, mm-hmm. because we really need to be a technology-focused city. We need that talent developed right here in our backyard.
Yeah, and that's something that you've talked about as important to UWM, building that talent pipeline. Mm-hmm.
It is. It's critical. And I think, as Mike is saying, what's powerful about what Northwestern Mutual has done, and I give Mike and I both give John Schlifsky an awful lot of credit, to have that vision to bring a lot of other companies together around that, whether it's in the manufacturing space, in the GE or Briggs & Stratton area, or, retail, such as Kohl's and healthcare with Aurora and others, at that table to talk about across this region just how important technology is to every organization. And then what is our role in education? It is first and foremost around students and what we're doing to really provide that type of talent pipeline to create opportunities for them that are aligned with the needs of the region.
Obviously, Northwestern Mutual is making a major commitment, a $15 million commitment to this project, which is a very impressive sum. So they obviously see the corporation and its foundation benefiting from this directly. What kinds of resources are both of you putting into the mix?
We have both in-kind as well as additional resources. So we have, and I think as Mike and I have both explained across our academic institutions, if you look at the coursework that we will be delivering and adapting for some of the work there, that's significant. That's huge. The administrative support, we both will have co-directors from this that supported. Those co-directors are supported by Northwestern Mutual, but a lot of the base salary for a lot of the additional work happens from our support. Our own campus support. We're also bringing additional resources in terms of new dollars, both raised and then from our own institutions, to create a lot of the educational opportunities that will be part of the program.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and, Mike? And we'll be hiring new faculty as well. And both institutions will be bringing new faculty and along with the endowed chairs to support this, you know, new and growing field. And so mm-hmm. between the courses we're developing, you know, and the manpower that'll take, the commitment to technology that we're going to have to bring on into our campus as well to do this. And mm-hmm. so I think it's a great, as we put this together, John Sliske, that morning, and I know, we want your skin in the game too. It's not just Northwestern Mutual's money. And so as part of this, you know, we're really putting real dollars into this.
And I'd put that dollar amount across our institutions at each in the neighborhood of $12 million. So if you put that all together, that's where you get a significant, roughly $40 million investment across our three organizations.
Mm-hmm. So it's going to take a while to get this up and running. And I was actually surprised when you said this fall. I mean, nothing happens that quickly in university institutions, but this is fast-tracking it, right?
Oh, there's no doubt. You know, we started the conversations in November, you know, and to have something – and that's pretty good for academia,
oh, yeah.
9 months to have something up and running.
Yeah.
But to be honest with you, you know, John is pushing all of us. You know, he wants this to happen now. He doesn't want to wait. And so we all feel like, you know, we're committed. You know, we've had a lot of meetings and are now, you know, the next level down or, you know, as Mark said, meeting 4 hours to try to work out how we can get things rolling.
So – with the significant cash investment that the three partners are putting up in this, I mean, obviously, there's a desire to have this continue long beyond those initial dollars are spent. What is the model? How does this effort sustain, itself going forward, Mark?
So I think there's actually several legs this stands on, and I think worked very hard already in the agreements to institutionalize this work. And so the initial horizon is a 5-year window. We look at this and we say, we know that everything we lay right now, you know, in terms of the groundwork and building blocks is important for the next several years. To your point, it'll be, you know, probably a year before we get all the academic pieces lined up and figured out and start offering the academic courses. We build that up over the next several years, and we look at what's working. We make the adjustments and improvements. But we know in the field of data sciences how quickly technology is moving. We're going to have to regroup, and we're going to look at both other academic institutions as well as other companies that will be participating in this. And then it will morph as the needs require. As the world evolves, we'll be leading that and also trying to catch up where things are moving faster than us. So it's really exciting to look at that dynamic future.
And I think in addition to bringing in other partners, and I still think if we're successful, we can become a national center of excellence around data science, which, you know, hopefully will also bring federal dollars here, you know, whether it be NIH, NSF, DOE, you know, that's something we aspire to get to.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, but it is continually evolving. I mean, you just talk about cybersecurity. I mean, what we know about cybersecurity now is vastly different than what we knew 5 years ago. Mm-hmm. And training students, getting people up to speed, it's not a stagnant field. I mean, this is just continually evolving. Mm-hmm. But I think you're going to see, I assume, the ability to attract faculty members to both of your campuses that may not be directly involved in this program, but on the periphery, it's exciting for them to be involved.
Yeah. And, you know, one of the really exciting things, you know, about this project is the fact that we're going to have real-world problems that our faculty and staff and students are going to work on, and that's going to help us stay relevant, you know, so we're not going to be isolated. The fact that we're going to be housed within a company that has real-world challenges in these areas, we're always going to be solving problems that are relevant.
Yeah.
Dave, if I can respond to your comment real quickly, it's so important what you just said. There's so many faculty who have come out of the woodwork and are excited. We have people from anthropology, history, sociology, history, political science, physics, not the areas that I talked about before.
Right.
But I can tell you a dozen faculty, in the first week this was announced, from across the campus are quite excited. And I think just like we're hearing from students who are rethinking where they're going to go, given that now they'll have even greater opportunities. I can't stress enough how smart I think this is for a company like Northwestern Mutual to see what our two academic institutions bring, how much more than just what one could do to bring the power of us working together. And I also think, the possibilities, we haven't even begun to scratch the surface in terms of how we bring people together. During the development of this, we've had a number of meetings where we, for the first time ever, this is unprecedented for us to bring faculty and staff to Marquette at a scale like this and vice versa, where we've had those meetings. And you can just see the synergy of those groups working together and what this can mean. Then you add Northwestern Mutual into the mix, and it's going to be some great things. And that's just the start.
Mm-hmm. even though Northwestern Mutual is your partner and putting up a lot of money to get this going and to work with both of you, I'm sure there's a lot of other companies here in southeastern Wisconsin who all of a sudden they're beginning to think about what their role in data sciences might be. And I mean, is that part of the goal to try to expand this out from the three partners to other areas?
Yeah. And what the idea is that first we're going to get our feet under us, and right. maybe that's a year or so. And then after that point, we'll look at other academic institutions and other corporate partners, because there are a number of both academic institution and corporate partners that want to be part of this. Mm-hmm. But we need to walk before we can run. And so I think we're going to spend much of this first year, defining how we're going to operate and how we're going to work, and then bringing other people on after that.
I would add, though, even before those other companies come on and before those other academic institutions come on, many employers will benefit from this because we have a lot of students from different data science areas that will be going through these classes and others on our campus that employers can benefit from right away.
Sure, sure. Well, it's going to be an exciting time moving forward. Let me back up to where we started this conversation, and that is the two institutions working together with a corporate partner. Is this something that we're seeing more and more in higher education, or is this pretty unique to Milwaukee and maybe the fact that the two of you guys know each other and trust each other?
Well, I do think that it's not unique for two institutions to partner together.
Okay.
I mean, I think there's a lot of areas you see that happening. Mm-hmm. What is unique about this is that we have a corporate partner that the two academic institutions are going to be housed within the corporate partner. So mm-hmm. it's just a three-legged stool, but it's offsite of both campuses. And I think that's really – I think it's very innovative. Mm-hmm. And I think it's an excellent idea, and I think it's something that is going to be unique to Milwaukee. As a matter of fact, I'm part of something called the Council for Competitiveness, and they've asked me to come talk to this at their national meeting in December.
Okay. You agree?
I absolutely agree. I think that both our campuses have a great legacy and tradition of working with different organizations. We have a lot of partnerships in place. We have some partnerships in the past. I think when Mike was at UWM, he helped start what we call the Industry University Collaborative Research Consortium or Collaboration. That is something where Marquette and UWM work together on water technology-related issues. But the scale of this is what's different, and the fact that we're housed together, as Mike said. But I think it really sets a stage for much, much greater collaboration. Mike and I are both also very much involved with bringing the academic institutions together in this region, Higher Education Regional Alliance. That can be the subject of another show down the road. But it's really important for this region to have academe working with industry, working with all sorts of different parts of the community. And I think what you've got with Marquette and UWM is just a great exemplar of that. And there's a lot of other academic institutions that we see doing more of that as well.
Well, before we run out of time, I want to stress another partnership or something else that the two of you have in common. How did we end up with two academic leaders in Milwaukee who are both passionate about bike riding? I mean, this is the most amazing thing. What people don't know is even before we started recording this conversation, you guys were sharing notes about rides you've been on. So is that competitive or in partnership?
Oh, absolutely in partnership. I would never compete with Mike.
No. No, I agree. Mark and I enjoy some good long rides together.
Yeah. I have to say, I go back to when Mike and I first started working together, and it wasn't Mike hadn't been chancellor too long before we met, and I think part of it revolved around some of the athletic aspects, but we became good friends, and Mike's been just a wonderful mentor. And the physical aspect of riding and running, Mike's a very competitive triathlete, and so he's a great role model, and I think that's really neat. We've shared that quite a bit. And I do have to throw in that I did pick up my new Panther bike last night. So I'm just tremendously excited. And yeah. I had my best time, personal record with a new bike last night. But it's really neat. So
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Mike, one of the things we started at the end of this program after you left, we should have been doing it years ago, is both of you get to do so many cool things. I mean, your jobs are tough. You have to make tough decisions. You're dealing with budgets and people and all those challenges. But I always like to find out what's the coolest thing you've done in the last couple of months that really got you excited. What's been cool about your summer? What have you been enjoying maybe on a more personal note?
Yeah. So we talked about this a little bit, before we came on air, is that one of the things that at Marquette that I feel very fortunate about is that each year the senior leadership team goes on a silent retreat. And so
Silent retreat.
So I just got back. We just got back from a silent retreat where, you know, we spent 3 days, you know, really in silence where we were thinking about topics. We had a facilitator, and it was just it's a really energizing experience. When reflection and prayer, and it's just kind of neat.
Yeah. Does it feel good to be talking again?
Yes, it does feel good to be talking again. Yeah. I once, my first year, I actually went on a week-long silent retreat. So I didn't speak for a week.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and it's funny, you think that would be really hard.
Yeah.
Actually, after a day or two, you get kind of used to it.
Yeah. So, Mark, you sitting in silence a lot lately?
You know, I haven't done that. I was just thinking about how powerful that must be for reflection, introspection. We never have enough time to reflect and think. And so I think there would be a tremendous value in that.
Right.
Now, be careful. I'm not saying we're going to do that at UWM, but my summer hasn't been quite that silent.
Okay.
It's been pretty busy. You know, we've had the restructuring that became official for the UW system, where the two-year campus is folded in effective July 1st. So that's been something we've really worked on. Our retreat was in terms of leadership retreat, was unique and pretty exciting. We did it at Miller Park and brought the deans to the senior cabinet leadership retreat, and I think had a very invigorating discussion that's really grown some legs. But one other thing that was really neat, you know, just finished today, was we had students from a number of different Native American tribes on campus, and it's pre-college students that are exploring college. And it's so neat to have students from different tribes and immerse with them and have experiences. And they just, at the end of their experience, they're glowing. And it's really neat to have, sit at the drum and sing and go through that type of experience. It's pretty powerful. So, you know, the diversity that both our academic institutions have, it's really neat to bring and integrate and build on those differences. And I think that Mike would agree that diversity is absolutely our strength, and we want to reflect this region. And so having experiences like that are powerful.
Yeah. I want to thank both of you for coming in. Mike Lovell, it's always great to have you in the WUWM studios, and I'm glad to hear things are going very well, and I'm glad to hear you're in partnership with your old institution.
Well, thanks a lot, Dave. Thanks for having me.
Yeah, great to have you. Mark Mone, I hope you have maybe not the rest of your summer being silent, but I hope that you have some relaxing time as well. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks, Dave, and thanks also to Mike.
Yeah, absolutely. You've been listening to the Chancellor's Report on WUWM Milwaukee Public Radio. I'm Dave Edwards. Thanks much for listening.
You've been listening to The Chancellor's Report featuring Mark Mone, Chancellor of the University of Wisconsin-Milwaukee. If you would like more information, go to uwm.edu/chancellor.